弟兄姊妹，元旦节快乐！
Brothers and sisters, Happy New Year.
我们今天讲到的题目是为什么耶稣必须离去？
Our topic today is why Jesus must depart.
我们今天讲到的经文呢，是约翰福音的16章5到15节。
So today's our Bible verse is John 16:5-15.
在我过去的这17年的经历里面呢，我来来回回在美国、中国之间穿梭。
So in the past 17 years, I come back and forth from China to America several times.
我就有一个观察。
I have one observation.
然后在中文的互联网呢，我也经常看到有人呢有相似的评论。
In Chinese website and forums.I often see people have comments.
就是很多人观察到、注意到，有过在海外生活、学习、工作经历的人呢，他们好像更加的独立，性格上更加的成熟。
Many people have this observation. Is a lot of people have a overseas experience. They are more independent and they are more mature.
但是他们不知道的是。我们这些在海外的华人，我们的独立，那都是被逼出来的。
But they don't understand. Actually, our independent from the overseas Chinese is we have to be independent.
他们不知道我们生活在一个陌生的文化环境里面。
They don't know we live in a different culture situation.
他们不知道我们。这个身边的人讲的语言不是我们自己的母语，这个交流的困难。
They don't know the communication problem because the people live around us, they don't speak the same language.
他们不知道我们举目无亲，我们在遇到挑战困难的时候，没有身边的亲人可以帮助我们。
They don't know we are alone when we have challenges and difficulties. There's no family around us to help us.
他们不知道我们有多少个夜晚是在眼泪中这个睡过去的。
They don't know how many nights we sleep in our tears.
那么我问大家几个问题。
Let me ask several questions.
当生活变得困难的时候，你是否想知道上帝是不是真的在乎你？
When life becomes difficult, and do you really want to know God really cares about you?
你是否曾经感受过你是被遗弃的？
Do you feel abandoned?
你在经历痛苦的时候，你是否想知道痛苦的目的是什么？
Do you wonder what pain is for?
当你感到孤独的时候，你是否想知道是否有人真正的理解你？
When you feel lonely, do you wonder if anyone truly understands you?
有没有那个时间你会觉得上帝好像远离了你？
Do you feel God's presence distant?
你是否渴望那种更深层次的陪伴？
Do you long for a deeper companionship?
在开始讲到之前呢，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
Before the sermon, let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸天父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨。
Thank you for giving us the beautiful morning.
你让我们有机会可以一起来到你的面前。
Give us opportunity to pray in front of you.
一起来享受你的同在，一起被你的圣灵所充满。
Enjoy your presence and fill with Holy Spirit.
求你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
Please give us your precious words.
求你让我们真的在你的里面找到这样的深层次的陪伴。
Give us a deeper companionship in you.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手里面。
We give the following time to you.
主啊，感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, God. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们今天的讲到的分成三个部分。
We have three parts for today's sermon.
第一个部分是耶稣必须离去。
The first part is Jesus had to depart.
第二个部分呢是圣灵的四重工作。
The second part is the Spirit's fourfold work.
第三个部分呢是圣灵荣耀基督。
The third part is the Spirit glorified Christ.
我们一起来读约翰福音十六章第五节。
Let's read John 16, verse 5 together.
现在我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间没有人问我，你往哪里去？
Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going?
耶稣是在一个什么样的场景下跟什么人讲这个话呢？
In what kind of situation Jesus talk to people?
我们最近约翰福音的这几章啊，从这个我们读到这个十三、十四、十五章，耶稣基督已经可能不到二十四小时，他就要上十字架为罪人受死了。
In our recent Bible reading from chapter 13, 14, and 15, so Jesus had less than 24 hours before the deferred his ending day.
耶稣呢已经不断的在告诉他的这个门徒们。他要离开他们了。
Jesus told his disciple constantly he's leaving.
这个时候呢，这些门徒现在在他身边的可能只有十一个门徒。
Now, only 11 disciples around him.
因为那个犹大已经在去出卖耶稣的路上了。
Because Judas is going to betray him.
这十一个门徒他们也非常的紧张，他们知道这个时候。这些犹太的宗教领袖他们要来抓耶稣。
All the 11 disciples feel very worried and nervous because they know the religious leader, the Jew religious leader coming to get Jesus.
然后第五节呢，耶稣再一次的说，现在我往差我来的父那里去。
In verses 5,And Jesus say again, now I'm going to him who sent me.
但是这些门徒呢，已经紧张到都没有人敢问，说是，你到底往哪里去？
But all the disciples are so nervous and so worried, and none of them asking him, where are you going?
我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read verses 6.
只因我将这些事告诉你们，你们就满了忧愁。
Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief.
这个忧愁是很自然的事情。
The worry and grief is very natural thing.
因为这些门徒他们跟着耶稣一起生活一起施工可能有三年半的时间。
Because all these disciples spent last 3.5 years and following Jesus.
他们听见耶稣讲道看见耶稣实行神迹。
They listened to Jesus preaching and they saw the miracles he performed.
但是这个时候呢，耶稣他说他要离开他们了。
But at this moment, Jesus said he's going to depart.
那么这些门徒呢，又看见外部的这样的政治压力，他们心中忧愁是很自然的事情。
And the disciples saw the political pressure, and from outside, they feel grief is very normal thing.
然后这里有一个反转。
Here is a turning point.
我们一起来读第七节的前半节。
Let's read the first part of verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。
But I tell you the truth, it is for you good that I'm going away.
这时候呢，耶稣在这里说：“但是
，Here Jesus said, but
这是个转折。
This is a turning point.
从人的这个直觉上来讲呢，耶稣基督要离开这些门徒，门徒非常的忧愁，这是很自然的。但是耶稣说不是这样的。
From the shallow point, people feel very worried and grief because Jesus is leaving. But Jesus tell them it's not.All this.
耶稣说我离开你们是对你们有益的是更好的一件事情。
Jesus tell them, I'm leaving is for you good, is for better things.
我们一起来读第七节的下半节。
我
若不
去，
保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
耶稣说，有另外一个叫做保惠师。
Jesus said, "There's another being called advocate."
这个我们看希腊字呢，这个保惠师呢是有两个词根拼在一起的。
Let's look at the Greek. In Greek.Is advocate is actually combined two words together.
第一个词根呢是在身边的意思。
The first part is means right next, besides.
第二个词根呢是呼召的意思。
The second part is calling.
它原本的意思呢是这个你呼召他就在你身边陪伴的这样的一个角色。
The original meaning of this word is even you call, he will come to accompany you.
他特别强调是在身边的这样一个状态。
His emphasis is come right next to you.
后来呢，这个词呢，就有引申的，就是陪伴着你的这种安慰者、帮助者的意思。
Then later this word have another layer of meaning is.So it's a companionship and come to help you.
在约翰福音的另外一个地方呢，耶稣说，这个神就差派另外一位保惠师来到我们这里。
In another part of the John, the book of John, Jesus say there's another advocate come to you.
然后在那个地方的那个希腊字那个另外呢，特别有意思。就是希腊字里面呢，大概有至少有两个可以翻译作另外的词呢，一个是表示是同样属性的另外，一个呢是不同属性的这样的另外。
In Greek, there's two words means another. So one is means is the same, another one is the same character. The different another one is means is two totally different character.
所以当耶稣说有另外一位保惠师的时候呢，他是说这个另外的这个保惠师呢跟耶稣是同样的属性，同样的本质的。
When Jesus say there's another advocate, so means the other advocate is the same, have the same character and the same.characteristic as Jesus.
然后耶稣在这里说呢，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去呢，就差他来。
And Jesus said, unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
而且这里特别的强调呢，是耶稣就会差这个保惠师来。
And here he emphasized Jesus will send this advocate to you.
他来呢，是带着非常大的使命，是有目的的。
He comes with an important mission and purpose.
那我们来看一看为什么耶稣说他离开反倒是对我们有益处甚至是更好的事情呢？
Let's see why Jesus say my departure is for your good.
我很多时候我信主之后我在想，哎呀，好可惜，我要是能够有耶稣基督在我的身边，我能够看着他这个施行神迹，我能够跟他一起来生活，那是多么好的事情。
Many times after I believe in Jesus, I will think if I can see Jesus perform miracle, if I see Jesus deal with situation, so this is such a wonderful thing.
但是耶稣说呢，我们今天这些耶稣基督的跟随者是比当时跟他一起施工、一起生活的那些门徒可能更幸福的。
And Jesus said, so for nowadays, the Christian nowadays is happier than the disciple who served with him at that time.
我们来看一看，我们道成肉身的耶稣，他成为人的时候，他真的是百分之百就是一个人。
So, the incarnation Jesus.Become a person, he's 100% a person.
他是受肉体的这个时间空间的局限的。
He's limited by the time and space limit.
他一次呢只能在一个地方。
He can only at one place a time.
他给那些门徒的陪伴呢是一个外在的陪伴。
So his companionship to the disciple is external companionship.
他给那些门徒的帮助呢是看得见的帮助。
And the help he gave to the disciple is a visible help.
但是因为耶稣基督他道成肉身呢他的这个存在他的这些帮助呢是在一个有限的范围里面。
Because the incarnation, so all his presence is a limited reach.
在耶稣这有限的这个年日里面呢跟他有过直接接触的人可能最多最多只有几十万人。
In the Jesus' lifetime, so only about 100,000 people, like about several hundred thousand people have a direct in contact with Jesus.
但是这个保惠师圣灵呢他是同时在所有跟神恢复关系的人的心中内住的。
But the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit can be in all the heart, all people's heart simultaneously.
我们当今世界呢，七十亿人中大概有三十亿人是认识耶稣基督跟神有关系的人。
Among 7 billion people in the world nowadays, about 3 billion people know Jesus.
是有圣灵内住的。
So they have a Holy Spirit dwelling inside them.
而且圣灵呢内住在我们生命里面呢是由内而外的带给我们生命的转化的。
So when the Holy Spirit in people's heart, there's internal transformation to change people's life.
圣灵他的帮助呢是看不见但是会有更强大的由内而外的这种能力的。
Holy Spirit's help is unseen but more powerful force.
而且呢圣灵他的工作是在无限的范围里的。
And the work scope is unlimited reach.
我们来看今天讲到的第二个部分。
Let's see the second part of today's.
就是圣灵的四重工作。
The Spirit's fourfold work.
圣灵有哪四重工作呢我们一起来看。
So, which are the four parts?
第一个工作呢是责备。
The first one is conviction.
是让我们看到真理。
Let us to see the truth.
第二个工作是指引。
The second part is guidance.
是要带领我们进入真理。
And guide us into truth.
第三个工作呢是启示。
The third part is revelation.
向我们展示将要来的事情。
Reveal us what's to come.
第四个部分呢是荣耀。
The fourth part is a glorification.
是要通过我们的改变来荣耀基督。
Is through our change to glorify Jesus, to glorify Christ.
我们一起来读十六章八节。
Let's read the chapters. Let's read John 16:8.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判。自己责备自己。
When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment.
他既来了，是说圣灵保惠师来了。
When he comes, it means is the advocate spirit coming.
要让世人呢，要证明给世人知道他们之前是错了的。
Want to prove to the world they were wrong.
那么让我们知道什么是罪，什么是义。
Let us know what is sin and what is righteousness.
让我们了解到审判是什么样的。
And understand what is judgment.
我们一起来读第九节。
Let's read the verse 9.
为罪是因他们不信我。
About sin because people do not believe in me.
你觉得罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪我们最直观的想法可能是行为上的。
So to us, probably it's a behavior. problem.
我们知道可能偷盗是罪。
We know thief is sin.
抢劫是罪。
Robbery is a sin.
有的时候我们严格一点觉得撒谎也是罪。
Also, lying is sin.
做错很多的事情都是罪。
Many wrong things we are doing is sin.
但是耶稣在这里他说的是罪呢是因为他们不信我。
But Jesus mean the sin is because people don't believe in him.
我们从律法主义的观点来看呢罪就是违反了规则。
From the legalistic view, sin is breaking the rules.
重点是你做了什么或者没有做什么。
Is what you do or not do.
你做的事情是对的还是错的。
What you do is wrong or right.
关注点呢是在那个行为上面。
So the focus on the behavior.
那么这样的罪的解决方案呢就是更好的遵守规则。
The solution is to follow the rule better.
我有很多的朋友。
I have many friends.
他们呢跟我说哎呀我的这个道德行为是非常好的。
They told me I have very good behavior.
我不需要这个认识上帝，不需要接受耶稣基督。
I don't need to know God. I don't need to accept Jesus.
但是呢，耶稣基督在这里讲圣灵的启示，罪是什么呢
？But Jesus talk about here is from the Holy Spirit point of view. What is sin?
耶稣所讲的罪呢，完全是我们跟神关系的问题。
So this sin is completely relationship between you and God.
是创造主和被造物有没有一个合适的合一的关系的问题。
Is the creator and the creature, do they have a harmony relationship?
甚至我们教会中、有的姊妹跟我讲她的丈夫呢学问非常的大。
Some sister told me in her husband is very knowledgeable.
啊，读了很多的书。
Read a lot of book.
然后呢，跟这个姊妹说，她其实是相信上帝存在的。
And told her I actually believe in God.
她的这个结论是怎么得出来的呢？是因为她读了那么多的书，她发现还有很多东西她是不知道的。
And his conclusion come from after he reading so many books, he found out there's many things he doesn't know.
这个非常宝贵的是，他知道上帝存在，但是可惜的是，他跟上帝还是没有关系。
The good thing is he know God's existence, but the bad thing is he doesn't have any relationship with God.
不管他的行为上面多么符合人们对于道德规范的这样的期待。
Doesn't matter his behavior is follow the moral standard of people.
在这里呢，耶稣基督所说的罪呢，就是拒绝和神有这样的正确的合一的关系。
Here Jesus mentioned the sin is rejecting the relationship with God.
那么这个的解决方案呢，是要来到神的面前，信任神，顺服神。
The solution for this is come to God and trust Him and obedient.
我们一起来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can send me, you can see me no longer.
跟罪相反的呢是义。
So there's opposite to the sin is righteousness.
为什么耶稣说让我们会意识到自己之前错了呢
？Why Jesus say we know we are wrong?
耶稣基督在世的这三十几年的时间里面呢，特别是他这个最后三年半公开的事工里面呢，行了那么多的神迹，但是人们不相信他。
Jesus in the last three, Jesus, perform a lot of miracles in the last 3.5 years of his life, but people still don't believe him.
这时候呢，耶稣马上要离开这个世界了，啊，世人就不能够再直接见他的面了。
At the time, Jesus is about to leave this world, and people can no longer see him.
让世人呢明白之前不信耶稣是错误的。
And people know they are wrong because they didn't believe in Jesus.
我们一起来读第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
About judgment, because the prince of this world will stand condemned.
很多弟兄姐妹跟我说，他读到这个圣经的后面，想到这个末日会有审判，就觉得很紧张，很害怕。
So, some brother sister told me when they read the Bible, then think about there's an ending day, condemnation, and they feel very worried and.
我们想到审判的时候呢，觉得审判的同义词就是定罪，就是惩罚。
When we think about judgment, we think is equivalent to the condemn conviction.
但是呢，近代的这个神学研究告诉我们，这个词呢，更多的意思是要让完全的正义得到实现。
But based on the recentheological study, this word means the judgment means like the justice be realized.
就是受冤屈的得到伸冤。
Is people okay? 受冤屈。
Who are wronged?
Yeah, people who are wronged and have their name cleared.
就是让这个原来受不公平对待的人可以实现完全的公平。
So they were treated wrong and so gave them justice.
那么之前作恶的人呢受到相应的惩罚。
And people was wrong and be punished.
那么在这里呢耶稣基督说这个审判呢重点甚至都不在人的身上。
So, Jesus said this judgment, the emphasis is not on people.
是在这个世界的王那个审判上面。
So, his emphasis is the prince of this world now stands condemned.
在这个世界里面呢有一个属灵的征战。
So there's a spiritual conflict in this world.
有这个违背神与他作对的这种力量呢，在深刻的影响着这个世界。
The force against God is influenced this world deeply.
甚至在影响呢很多很多的人。
And influence a lot of people's thinking.
在这个征战里面呢，因着耶稣基督他的死和复活，这个世界的统治者呢被完全的打败，他被审判了。
In this conflict, and because of the death of Jesus, and the prince of this world got defeated.
我们一起来读第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
I have much more to say to you.More than you can now bear.
就非常有意思。耶稣在这里呢，他没有一次性的把神要启示给我们知道的真理百分之百全部都告诉我们。
So Jesus didn't tell people 100% at one time to the God's revelation.
我们在神学院学神学还有圣经学的时候呢，有一个概念叫做渐进性的启示。
Theology, there's a word called gradual revelation.
那么在这个地方呢，耶稣说有些事情他现在告诉那些门徒呢，门徒还接受不了。
Here is Jesus say something if I say to you, you can't accept it right now.
接下去的启示的工作呢，是要由圣灵保惠师来完成的。
So the following work will be performed by the advocate.
我们一起来读十三节的前半节。
Let's read the verse 13, first part.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
而且呢，在这里用的是引导这样一个词。
And here he used the word guidance.
引导呢，是一个逐渐的过程。
Guide is a gradual process.
是由浅入深的一个过程。
Is from the shallow part to the deeper part.
有没有弟兄姐妹觉得，哎呀，我信主之后怎么好多这个圣经的真理都不知道不清楚，会不会有一种受挫的感觉？
So a lot of people feel frustrated because they don't understand many truths in the Bible.
这是很自然很正常的一件事情。
This is very natural.
圣灵呢是逐步的带领我们进入一切的真理，是让我们由浅入深的去认识这些真理的。
The Holy Spirit will guide us from shallow to deeper and gradually into the truth.
一起来读下半节。
Let's read the second part.
因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来。
He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears.
这个三位一体这个词呢，在圣经里面从来没有出现过。
Trinity never appeared in Bible.
但是呢，很多的经文告诉我们，这个天父、耶稣基督还有圣灵，他们是紧密的异曲同工的。
But many parts of the scripture, they say, Jesus, Holy Spirit.And Father, they all work together.
在这里呢，这个圣灵是耶稣基督和天父一起差派给我们的。
Here, the Holy Spirit is Father and Jesus send it to us.
圣灵要启示的真理呢，也都是这个圣父、圣子、圣灵他们这个合一的真理。
So the truth Holy Spirit revealed to us is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.Truth.
我们一起来读十三节的最后一部分。
Let's read the last part of the 13.
并要把将来的事告诉你们。
And he will tell you what is yet to come.
要启示给这些门徒知道将来会发生什么事情。
And review what's going to happen.
这个很多的事情呢，是耶稣基督当时告诉那些门徒，他们可能接受不了的。
Many things if Jesus tell disciple all at one time, they can't understand.
这个一部分呢，可能是他们会受到逼迫。
One part is they are going to be prosecuted.
另外一部分呢，可能是他们会承担非常伟大的使命，去实现很伟大的这样的做成很伟大的工作。
Another part is that they're gonna have a big mission to perform.
那么来到今天的第三个部分。
Now the third part of today's.
就是圣灵要荣耀基督。
Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ.
我们一起来读十四节。
Verse 14.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He will glorify me because he will.Take from what is mine and make it known to you.
所以这个圣灵他的工作，他的这个最后的目的呢，是要通过在我们生命中的这个所作所为呢，改变我们的生命，最后可以荣耀耶稣基督。
The work of Holy Spirit is to take from what is work on us and to change.
我们一起来读十五章的前半节。
Let's read the verse 15.
凡父所有的都是我的。
All that belongs to the Father is mine.
再一次，这个圣经里面没有用三位一体，但是告诉我们父、子、圣灵他们是紧密的合一的。
Again, here never use the Trinity, but they tell us again.Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the one unit.
十五节的下半节，我们一起来读。
Verse 15, second part.
所以我说，他要将授予我的告诉你们。
That's why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you.
圣灵呢，要把耶稣基督让他启示给我们呢，后来都告诉我们。
Holy Spirit, like Jesus, to Holy Spirit revelation to tell us.
这就是为什么耶稣基督说他离开这些门徒，反倒是对他们更好的事情。
That's why he said it's for our good, for their good, when he leave.
那么当我们这些可能在海外生活没有这个陪伴没有帮助的这些人，当我们去依靠圣灵的时候，神就亲自的陪伴我们。
That's why we said when for people we live overseas we have no help, but Holy Spirit actually accompany us.
我们一起来回顾一下我们今天学到的几个功课。
Let's look back what we learned today.
我们学习到耶稣他必须要离去。
We learned Jesus had to depart.
他的物理的缺席呢，是为圣灵的内住工作开辟了道路。
His physical absence opens the way for the Spirit's indwelling work.
我们学习到圣灵的四重的工作。
The Spirit's fourfold work.
我们学习到第一个工作是责备，是让我们看到真理。
The first part is a conviction, let us see the truth.
看到我们之前不信耶稣是错误的。
Let us see not believing Jesus is wrong.
第二个工作呢是指引。
The second part is the guidance.
是要带领我们进入真理。
Lead us into truth.
第三个工作呢是启示。
The third part is revelation.
向我们展示将来要发生的事情。
Review us what's going to happen.
最后一个部分的工作呢是荣耀。
The third part is glorification.
是圣灵呢通过让我们由内而外的改变呢来荣耀耶稣基督。
Through our internal transformation, glorify Jesus.
圣灵他荣耀基督，他的目标呢，就是让世人来认识基督。
The glorification is the purpose of glorification is let the world know Jesus.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
Thus is our scripture memorization.
我们一起来读约翰福音十六章七节。
John 16, verse 7.
我们一起来读三遍，把它背下来，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times, then memorize it, and after that we have a quiz.
我们一起来读三遍。但我告诉你们
真
情，
我
去
是
与
你们
有
益
的。
我
若
不
去，保
惠
师就
不
到你
们
这里
来；
我
若
去，就
差
他
来。
但我
告
诉
你们
真情，我
去
是
与
你
们
有
益
的。我若不去，
保
惠
师
就
不
到你
们
这里
来；
我
若
去，就
差
他
来。
但我
告
诉
你
们
真
情，我
去
是与你
们
有
益
的。我
若
不
去，保
惠
师
就
不
到你
们
这
里
来；
我
若
去，
就
差
他来。
But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Prepared and so to recite to the people right next to you.
大家背得很快。
So everybody remember very fast.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear God, Father.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
Thank you for the words you give to us.
有的时候我们期待主耶稣基督你可以肉身的陪伴我们。
Sometimes we hope you have body presence.
但是主啊，你说你的离开 是对我们有益的。
But you said your departure is good for us.
主啊，让我们在孤独的、无助的生活里面，我们学习怎么样让圣灵陪伴我们。
Jesus, let us learn how to let Spirit accompany us in our lonely time.
让圣灵内住在我们的里面。
Let Holy Spirit indwelling inside us.
让我们可以由内而外的被圣灵所改变。
And let us have an internal transformation
可以荣耀基督。
to glorify Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
God, thank you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.